Welcome to the podcast of Troy Brewer, a guitar playing, globe trotting, book writing, Bible thumping, star watching, radio TV hosting, church leading, Alamo saluting Texan, and drop dead sold out Jesus freak.
Well, hello, my friends. It is the year 2023, and here we are again at the beginning of a new year. And we know that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke, we know that God speaks in different ways at different times. And in this hour, God is bringing such a definitive word to us. So are you guys ready to hear this? And listen, I want to tell everybody that what I'm going to preach here over the next 20 minutes and just shotgun to you can be watched. I should say it can be unpacked through, if you watch a Look at 23 series, and you can find all of that at odx.tv. Let's get off into this. Guys, whenever we're looking at the year 2023, we're also looking at the Hebrew calendar year 5783. Now, the Hebrew calendar, of course, is different than from the Gregorian calendar. And when God Almighty is speaking through the Hebrew calendar, it has the prophetic marker of the moon. It begins at sundown, which is different, of course, from the Gregorian calendar, and it lives in a 28-day cycle. The moon is always seen as feminine, and it has a 28-day cycle exactly like a woman. And the number 28 means times and seasons. There are actually 28 times and seasons listed in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. So what we find is that the calendar of the Hebrew begins to show us cyclical things, but the calendar in the Gregorian begins to show us linear things. It's a difference between those seasons, the Hebrew calendar, and times, which again is the Gregorian calendar. Now, the Gregorian calendar, you guys know it has a sun marker, right? It has a sun marker, and the sun is a big deal. And whenever God Almighty speaks through the sun calendar, he's speaking to the nations. So when God Almighty says, or I should say, when Jesus says, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars, he's saying, I will declare a word through all three calendars, all at the same exact time. One through the sun, which is to the nations. One through the moon, which is to God's covenant people. And then one through the stars, which is God's children of inheritance. Amen. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I like that. So here, guys, I don't want to hear about the Hebrew thing. Know this. Guys, we're looking at the year 83 on the Hebrew. In both the Hebrew and the Gregorian calendar, we're moving into the three. That means that we're moving from past, present, into future. It means we're moving from the outer court, the inner court, into the most holy place. It means that we're moving from faith to hope into love. It means that we're moving from Saul to David into Solomon. It means that we're moving from the sun to the moon to the stars. It means that we're moving from all those things, right? So it's like that third stage. Man, that third stage is a big deal. Guys, this is your third stage year. Amen. This is a big year for that. It's a big year of moving into that third place and going, hey, this is the place I've always wanted to be in. The Hebrew letter for that actually represents a camel, and a camel represents income streams. Yeah, hallelujah to that. Now, all over the world, you know what? The lines of food, how food comes in, how goods come in, all those things are under attack. Those things are under attack. We know that within our nation. We know that, food supply, money supply, supply chains are under attack. Well, there is something that parallels with that. And in the supernatural, your supply chains are going to be under attack because everybody can see, my gosh, you're targeted for new income this year. You're targeted for good things this year. You're targeted for God to bring in something that you've always wanted to see happen. So pray over your supply chains. Amen. So the 83rd, we're talking about 5783. I promise you, we're going to talk about 23 here in just a second. But the 83rd verse of the Old Testament compared to the 83rd verse of the New Testament tell us exactly what the year 5783 and the year 23 is all about. And again, the two of those go together, and I will show you how. But the 83rd verse of the Old Testament is Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. And it says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. And I want to tell you, it's not a good thing. Brother Cain shows up, unlike Brother Abel, he shows up in the process of time when he wants to And then he shows up with what he wants to, that he brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. So you have Cain's perspective of, hey, here's the deal. I'm kind of a peer with the Lord, and I'm pretty much a peer with him. I'll show up when I want to show up. I want to show up how I show up. I'll show up with what I show up, and I expect his fire to fall upon it. That's a very woke attitude, right? Hey, we're here, and there's nothing you can do about it. We expect you to submit to us. God is not going to do that. Now you compare that, the 83rd verse of the Old Testament, again, which is Genesis 4:3, to the 83rd verse in the New Testament, and it's Jesus showing up on his terms, and this is what it says. And Jesus said to them, Matthew 4:19, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He shows up in on your turf and he says, you will follow, you will drop what you're doing and you will get with my program. There is a tremendous polarization this year between those who demand that God and God's people get with their program and those people who are actually going to follow Jesus, which means he will invade your turf, he will throw a wrench into your system, and he will say, it's time now for you to get with this program. That is this year. So I know that a post-COVID outpouring of the Holy Spirit will not fit into a pre-COVID wineskin. I'm very, very, very much aware of that. I'm very aware that we have to be willing to step up. I know that God is raising up Jehus this year. This is a huge Jehu year where God raises up people that are not eloquent. God raises up people who don't give a rip about all the you know, how do I tread carefully through this denomination, that denomination? What if I don't get enough clicks? There are Jehus rising up and says, I don't care about any of this. I just have to obey the Lord. And I'm coming against these demonic systems that are oppressing the people of God. And you know what? They're not going to look eloquent. They're not going to sound eloquent. They're going to be these wild people that come riding in furiously and say, I'm here to cast down Jezebel. I'm here to deal with it. And I'm actually going to change the name of Jezebel to Dog Mess. And I don't know if you guys know the story, but that's actually what happened. He says, no, nobody's allowed to be. I want the dogs to eat her. And they literally changed the name in Hebrew from whatever it was before that we translate as Dog Mess to the word Jezebel. It's like, yeah, I just stepped in a pile of Jezebel. Hallelujah. I see all these people that live in the city. They put these weird bags on their hand. They can follow around their dog. I'm like, that's chasing Jezebel is what that is. And I ain't chasing Jezebel. Hallelujah. Okay, so I want to encourage you guys, get with the program this year. Watch Jesus show up in an incredible encounter and say, I'm here to alter your course. Do not come before the Lord and say, I'm going to stay on my course, but I expect your fire to fall upon me. Friends, fire falls upon the correct sacrifice. And guys, we got to lay down our life this year. Sacrifice is so big. Why? Because of the number 23. Friends, let's get off into the number 2023 and tell you that God is declaring there's a lot of things finished. There's a lot of things finished. It's over, and you need to be okay with that. Everybody is hoping that things will return back to normal. There is a new normal, and that's what that is. As a matter of fact, in going back to 57:83, the book of 2 Timothy has 83 verses in it. And that's where Paul says, I finished my course. I'm done. So it's very important that we're determined to finish things well, close the book on certain things, to die to certain things and say, that was then, but this is now, and I'm never, ever, ever going to visit that again. Yeah. Now, if we're going to find resurrection power, we only find it on the other side of death. And the number 23 is a number, my friends, that represents death. We're like, well, man, I don't want to talk about death. Well, you just because you don't talk about it doesn't mean that you get to avoid it. Brother Paul said, I die daily. That's what he said. Why? Because he wanted to have daily resurrection power. And whenever I look at the 23rd time that Noah is mentioned, the Bible says, and God killed everybody on the earth except for those that were within the ark. And that's a 7:23 verse. That's Genesis 7:23. The 23rd time that Jacob is mentioned is Genesis 27:42. And they say, hey, man, you need to run because Esau is coming to kill you. The 23rd time that Israel is mentioned, which is another form of Jacob, the 23rd time is Genesis 47, verse 31, and it says, and Israel bowed himself on the head of his bed, and he died. The 23rd time Joshua is mentioned is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 14, and this is what God says, behold, the time for you to die is near. Wow. And you're starting to see a pattern here? The 23rd time that Peter is mentioned is when he denies Jesus three different times. Matthew 26:73. And then the 23rd time that Jesus, That was 23rd time Peter was mentioned. The 23rd time that Jesus is mentioned is Matthew 8:13, where he raises the centurion's servant from the dead. So what's it going to be? It's resurrection power, baby. That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be resurrection power, and I'm all about that. So God's plan to redeem mankind from death from the very first day is seen in the 23rd verse of the New Testament. And this is what it says. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. Okay, when you begin to understand that God is with you, that's called the fear of the Lord. And the reason why I'm not engaged in anything pornographic is not because I'm not a dude and I do not have a propensity for that kind of sexuality. I have that within my flesh. No, I have to die to that. The reason I do not engage in it is because I know that God is with me and I'm not going to put him through that. So when you begin to walk in the fear of the Lord, and the term fear the Lord is in the Bible 23 times. And the command to fear him is in the Bible 23 times. When you begin to walk in a constant awareness that God is with you, you begin to walk in his glory. And I want to walk in his glory. I want to walk in a baptism of the Holy Spirit. By the way, the word baptism is in the Bible 23 times. That's a symbol of death and resurrection. Amen. So I want to just tell you this. I want to talk to everybody here about their porn addiction. Quit it. Get out of that. Come out from her. Great judgment is coming into the porno industry, and you don't want to be entertained by it. Because I want to tell you, the judgment that is coming is not entertaining. It's no fun to be a part of. Just simply know that God is with you. Knowing that God is with you, Emmanuel, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the 23rd verse in the New Testament, is everything this year, as it is, as Brother King David said, in Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Wow. There's the fear of the Lord again. Like, I'm going to walk through it and I'm not going to be afraid because I know God's with me. I know God's with me and I know that he's commanded me to do it. So I'm going to do it. And I'm not just going through the shadow of death. I'm going through the deepest part of it, the valley of the shadow of death. God Almighty is telling us guys to take on deep, deep, deep things this year that are scary. They are intimidated. And God Almighty is saying to you, you're a bad motor scooter. That's what he's telling you. And he's telling you and he's telling me, I am with you, man. And you better walk in that. Psalms 23 is so big. It starts off with the Lord is my shepherd. And what is that? It is, he's the boss. I fear the Lord. I'm not his peer. He is the boss. I'm the sheep. He's the shepherd. I'm the bride. He's the husband. I'm the steward. He's the owner. I'm the servant. He's the king. All those things. And that's the fear of the Lord. And going, oh man, listen, I'm mandated. I'm commissioned. I am invited. I am commanded to live a certain way and to do a certain thing, and I'm going to do those things because the Lord is with me. Well, it's scary. It's not what you come from. It's way in over your head. Oh, it is. It's way in over your head. But what is impossible with men is possible with God. Three different 2023 scriptures. Oh, I love this one. You know what the first one is? Exodus 20:23. And it says this, you shall not make anything to be with me. Gods of silver, gods of gold, you shall not make for yourselves. That is the fear of the Lord. That's God saying, don't be putting those things with me and telling everybody that you serve me while you serve homosexuality. Don't be telling everybody that you serve me, while you go out and act a fool. Don't be telling everybody that you're in covenant with me and you cheat on your bride. Don't be telling everybody, don't be putting those other gods with me. Don't be telling everybody that you respect the word of God, but yet you're woke and you're scared of woke, violent people. Don't tell everybody that you're brave in Jesus, but you won't feed anybody, you won't save anybody, you won't help anybody, you won't preach the gospel of King Jesus. Don't be putting those other gods on the same shelf with me. Don't be doing that. See, man, that's the fear of the Lord. And that is Exodus 20, verse 23. Can I tell you another verse? Can I tell you another word that's in the Bible 23 times? Hell. 23 times. It's in the New Testament, 23 times. Like, are you kidding me? Like, no, I'm not kidding you. Listen, this is that kind of a year where the Lord says, you're supposed to take on hell with a water pistol. And you need to fear the Lord. And you need to come against systems that are oppressing the people of God. And we have a team of people right now that's in Chiapas, Mexico, saving kids out of sexual slavery, literally saving them from the porno industry. And they're little bitty kids. The last kid we rescued down there was 9 years old. And it's like, okay, you know what? If the body of Jesus doesn't step up, is Hollywood going to show up? No, Hollywood's part of the problem. Is the American government going to show up? No, the American government is part of the problem. And if you don't believe me, come and go with me down to the border, and I'll show you what an open border policy does. And we will actually rescue some children together. Here's another one too. Proverbs 20:23. Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest scales are not good. At the same exact time, friends, that we're seeing our supply chains attacked in the natural, we know that our supply chains have been attacked in the spiritual, and we know that we have to stand together as the people of God. We need to know that we need to pray the word of God. We need to declare the word of God. We need to speak to those mountains and cast those things out. We also need to deal with our own integrity. And God says, you know what? All this corruption that you see in Washington, D.C., where there is a standard for one group of people that the government approves of, and there's another standard of rule of law against people that the government does not approve of. And we see it every single day. We see it all around us. We see it in every single part of the government. God says, now let's talk about that in the body of Jesus. Let's talk about that. How in the world are you going to ask me, God, to forgive you if you won't walk in forgiveness? If you have no integrity, which is a nautical term, which means you're not leaking on the inside, that you're actually holding firm through the waters that you're going through. So good. All right, last one I want to give you is 1 Samuel 20:23, and it's covenant in the church, and this is a tremendous year of strategic alliances. The Lord is changing your circles to change your levels. That's what he's doing, and he's doing that in a tremendous way. He's given us tremendous opportunity, and you guys, you need to be looking, because the Lord is bringing you people, next level people. And a lot of the old homeboys that you've been hanging out with, and you feel like you owe them something because you went to high school with them or you hung out with them or whatever, here's what I say. Burn the mortgage and say, man, I don't owe them people anything. I've got to step into my destiny. I have got to be a part of the next thing. And if they don't approve of it, you know what? Approve of them and love them and continue to move on with King Jesus this year. Romans chapter 1, which is a really rough chapter. In fact, it's illegal in a lot of places. If you read Romans chapter 1 among our Canadian friends, I want to tell you, they call that hate speech. Wow. It's like, wowzers. Romans chapter 1 gives 23 things that God says in Romans chapter 1, verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death. And there's 23 of those things listed with. Part of our culture is to be able to recognize that we say things like 23andMe. Man, we got to deal with the 23andMe this year and deal with those things and go, man, I have to deal with these things. This is so legit and it's just so real that I have to deal with these things. 23andMe. Now that word death is a crazy word. And again, the word killeth is in the Bible 23 times. The word baptism is in the Bible 23 times. The word leaven is in the Bible 23 times. That's 23andMe. The leaven of Herod, the leaven of the Pharisees, the leaven of this world. We have to deal with those things this year. The word hell is in the Bible 23 times in the New Testament. And here's what's real. People need to be saved from hell. I mean, we need to have a heart for people. And we need to know that heaven is real and hell is real. We need to know that the grace of God is real and the judgment of God is real. And man, we have to line up with that. The Lord is our shepherd. We are not the shepherd of the Lord. The Lord is our shepherd, and we have to get with his program in the year 2023. So here's what I want to tell you. I have to just, when I look at, again, the fear of the Lord and this theme of the fear of the Lord and dealing with death and dealing with partnering with death and saying, I can't partner with that anymore. You know, the fear of the Lord is when you love what God loves and when you hate what God hates. It's when you understand that God's not a pushover. When you understand that God's not a peer with you. He's not your peer. He's not your homeboy. He is your king. The fear of the Lord is when you understand that you're the child, he's the father, you're the bride, he's the husband, you're the sheep, he's the shepherd, you're the servant, he's the king, you're the steward, he's the owner, you're the employee, he's the boss, you're the disciple, he's the Lord, you're the investment, and he's the investor, and he does want to return this year. Wow. Yes. He does, he sure does. So we will die daily, we will do that. Friends, I want to close with the very last one. The word death is in the Bible 138 times, and that is 6 times 23. It's 23 six times. Now, 6 is a number for the flesh, and this is 23 times 6. death to flesh. Romans 6:23. Come on, man. Romans 6:23, which is exactly how many times the word death is in the Bible. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's him. And so that is the difference this year. You know, whenever the flood came, the earth tilted at a new angle. And we are tilted at 23.5 degrees. So everybody on the planet is riding a 23 and is offered a 5 grace. Everybody on the planet. It means death, but there's a chance for redemption. That's what 23.5 means. And our earth is tilted at 23.5 degrees. When Jesus comes back, he's going to retilt it to the right place. He sure is. He's going to do it. Well, friends, this is my prophetic word for the year 2023. And I want to tell you guys, it is a year to take incredibly seriously. Resurrection is a really big deal. Baptism is a big deal. Death is a big deal this year. Death is a big deal. Killeth is a big deal. Leaven and unjust weights. All those things is a really big deal. And I declare in the name of Jesus, the fear of the Lord is huge this year. Our willingness to understand and to walk in the fear of the Lord will either qualify us or disqualify us from the amazing things that God has for us in the year 2024. I don't think that the Lord doesn't have anything amazing for you in the year 2023, because he does. It's a tremendous year of promotion. It's a tremendous year of the transference of wealth. That's what the number 3 means. All those different things that 3 means, the whole enchilada, full completion, perfect completion, all of those things. All of those things had to do with the third stage. Man, the third stage is such a big deal. I don't want to be a 30-fold Christian or a 60-fold Christian. I want to be a 100-fold Christian. And the only way that I can do that is to lay down my life. Lay down my life. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lays down his life. And more than that, now abideth faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Third stage. Amen. All right, guys. Well, friends, I want to encourage you guys, go after the word of God. Go after an encounter with Jesus. Walk in the fear of the Lord. Ask God. Ask the Lord to grow your awareness of his presence within your life. That you can't look at anything or be anything or see anything or hear anything, even a noise like that, without going, wow, I hear the Lord in that. Your constant awareness of that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Guys, I'm Troy Brewer, and you can find me at odx.tv.